Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So there's a story that everybody is working on, and that is what really happened behind the scenes with the parting of the ways with Tucker Carlson. There's going to be a lot that's going to be said that's just not going to be true. There's going to be some that is said that's going to be taken out of context. There's going to be some that is said that is going to be blown up bigger than it actually is. The Wall Street Journal is running a headline this morning. Tucker Carlson's vulgar, offensive messages about colleagues helped seal his fate at Fox News. The primetime host called a senior executive the C-word. Yeah, that's their headline. Several weeks ago, the article reads, Fox News lawyers were preparing for a courtroom showdown with Dominion Voting Systems. They presented Tucker Carlson with what they thought was some good news. They had persuaded the court to redact from a legal filing the time he called a senior Fox News executive the C-word, according to people familiar with the matter. Mr. Carlson, Fox News' most watched primetime host, wasn't impressed. He told his colleagues that he wanted the world to know what he had said about the executive in a private message, the people said. Mr. Carlson said comments he made about former President Donald Trump, quote unquote, I hate him passionately, that were in the court documents were said during a momentary spasm of anger. While his dislike of the executive was deep and enduring, the Wall Street Journal says this morning in their newest breaking story on this. The messages were part of a trove of emails and texts from Fox executives and hosts that were made public as a result of Dominion's defamation lawsuit. The voting machine company accused Fox News of airing false claims by hosts and guests that Dominion helped rig the outcome of the 2020 U.S. presidential election in favor of Joe Biden. Fox News parent company, Fox Corporation, last week agreed to pay $787.5 million to settle that dispute. On Monday, Mr. Carlson's famously combative stance towards members of Fox News management and other colleagues caught up with him, as the network abruptly announced it was parting ways with him, the Wall Street Journal writes, just minutes after informing Mr. Carlson of the change. Private message in which Mr. Carlson showed disregard for management and colleagues were a major factor in that decision, according to other people familiar with the matter. Although many portions of the Dominion court documents are redacted, there is concern among Fox Corp executives that if the redacted material were to become public, it would lead to further embarrassment for the network and the parent company. With an average audience of 3.5 million viewers, Mr. Carlson's Tucker Carlson Tonight was the network's most watched evening show and the second most popular telecast overall behind the afternoon talk show, The Five. Within Fox's management, reservations had been mounting about risks Mr. Carlson presented for the network, people familiar with the matter said to the Wall Street Journal. Some of the people pointed to concerns that the populist firebrand had come to believe himself bigger than the network, a cardinal sin in Fox Corporation, the chair Rupert Murdoch's empire, and was increasingly operating as his own island, which was also a problem. Mr. Murdoch and his family are the largest shareholders in Fox Corp and the Wall Street Journal parent company News Corp. So if you want to know why the Wall Street Journal is doing this article, the Wall Street Journal is part of News Corp. And so, of course, they're going to get this insider information so that people maybe don't like Tucker Carlson as much. This is what you call a planted story in the Wall Street Journal, just so you know how the corporate hierarchy of these articles get written. They get rid of somebody. They then take some of the information. They hand it over to the Wall Street Journal, which is a part of News Corp. And then you write this article. On air, Mr. Carlson had turned up the volume on commentary that had expanded beyond a conservative viewpoint on politics into more of an attack on marginalized groups. The Wall Street Journal writes, his show, more than those of his primetime colleagues, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, frequently landed the network in hot water, particularly with advertisers. Mr. Carlson sometimes trafficked in what critics, including some higher-ups within Fox, felt was thinly veiled racism on his show, such as when he recently suggested a Tennessee lawmaker got into a good college only because of his skin color, some of the people said. Mr. Carlson declined to comment on his departure to the Wall Street Journal. In recent years, battles between Mr. Carlson and Fox management had got so bad that former Trump aide Raj Shaha was appointed to be his internal advocate and an intermediary between Mr. Carlson and Fox's communication department, according to people familiar with the arrangement and filing in the Dominion case. That is a weird communication link. I would agree with that. Okay, I think everybody knows that. If you don't know who this guy is, Raj is a former government official, a physician and health economist who served as the 16th administration of the United States Agency for International Development from 2010 to 2015. He then went into the Trump administration. After that, he is a very smart guy who is very, very kind. He is also senior vice president of Fox Corporation, which is exactly why he would be used in this scenario. So it's not like he was an outsider brought in. His title is senior vice president at Fox Corporation, just so you know. That's a pretty significant role, okay? He served as, again, prior to joining Fox, he served in senior roles within the White House press and communications offices. Among his responsibilities, he oversaw strategy and communications for the White House's successful effort to confirm Justice Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Referred to by a leading reporter as one of the most highly regarded operatives in the White House press shop. He made himself invaluable to the White House staff for his political research skills. During the 2016 campaign, Raj served as research director and deputy communications director of the Republican National Committee as the party retook the White House and held both houses of Congress. So he has a long understanding of how politics works and how communications work. So this idea that, you know, they try to frame it in this article that somehow this guy's like an outsider that was brought in just so they could communicate. No, he's a senior vice president of the Fox Corporation. Okay, he's been there for almost four years now. Tucker clearly liked him. But the idea that he was appointed to be his internal advocate and an intermediary between him and Fox's communications department, the guy works in communications. I think that's a stretch, is my point. According to people familiar with the arrangement and filing in the Dominion case, quote unquote, the Wall Street Journal continues, Mr. Carlson was livid that Fox News didn't do more to protect him from the negative press coverage around the Dominion case. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. It takes a lot to shock me these days, but with our judicial system resembling a third world banana republic, to see trusted American companies embrace insane and destructive woke ideologies is frankly depressing. We need to fight back, and that starts with changing the way we spend our money. For years, big mobile companies have been dumping millions into leftist causes, and we had to take it because there wasn't another option. Well, there is one now. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider offering you dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke propaganda pushed by leftists working hard to destroy this country. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support free speech, religious freedom, and sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responders as well. So switch now. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson, PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson, or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. To get free activation, use a promo code Ferguson, 878-PATRIOT. Tucker was preparing for his show with his staff when he found out what happened on Monday. I'm going to go back to this article from the Wall Street Journal. So you know the Wall Street Journal is owned by News Corp. I'm not surprised this article came out. It makes sense. They want to make it look better for Fox News Channel, so you'll be not as mad at Fox News Channel. And so they're going to leak out information to the Wall Street Journal, which they own. Now back to the story. Mr. Carlson was livid that Fox News didn't do more to protect him from the negative press coverage around the Dominion case that he was expected to testify in, given that the primary actor's responsibility for the false election fraud claims. At the heart of the suit were other Fox hosts and commentators, according to people familiar with the matter. In the messages released in the legal proceedings, Mr. Carlson voiced skepticism about Sidney Powell, the primary purveyor of the conspiracy theory that Dominion's technology helped steal the election from Mr. Trump. Given that, Mr. Carlson felt the narrative and press coverage should have been different and let Fox executives know of his displeasure, the people said. The Dominion court filings are filled with examples of him disparaging colleagues, from calling for the firing of a Fox News reporter for fact-checking Mr. Trump's false claims about the 2020 election to complaining about the network's news coverage, including the decision to call Arizona for Mr. Biden on election night. Inside of Fox News, there has been a growing sense that Mr. Carlson couldn't be managed and viewed himself as untouchable, people familiar with the company said. Legal documents also revealed Mr. Carlson was unafraid to run basically attacks on the over those whose views or actions he didn't like. Although Mr. Carlson had spent much of the COVID-19 era doing his show out of his main home, joking recently in a Heritage Foundation speech over the weekend that he hadn't been in an elevator for 3 years, his presence still loomed large inside and outside the network's New York headquarters. Protesters frequently gathered in front of the building carrying cardboard cutouts of his head, sometimes with an X over it, adorned with the most recent incendiary quotes from the Dominion case discovery. Mr. Carlson's fall from grace in the eyes of the Murdochs was swift. Just a few weeks ago, Rupert Murdoch invited Mr. Carlson to his Bel Air, California home to dine with his then fiance, Ann Leslie Smith, according to people familiar with the gathering. Ms. Smith couldn't be reached for comment. Mr. Carlson had bonded somewhat with the executive chairman, Fox News executive chairman, the younger Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch's son, with whom he shared a love of the outdoors and conservative politics, according to people familiar with the matter. But it was the younger son, in consultation with Fox News chief executive Suzanne Scott, who made the decision to oust Mr. Carlson, the Journal reported on Monday. San Francisco native Mr. Carlson, 53, joined Fox News as a contributor in 2009. Just so you know the backstory on his employment there. He rose to get his own show in 2016 and eventually landed the 8 p.m. time slot. His past career included tours at both CNN and MSNBC, as well as an enterprising stint as the co-founder of the Daily Caller, the conservative web publication that aimed to inject a dose of original reporting into the commentary-heavy center-right media ecosystem. The Wall Street Journal says besides his nightly presence on Fox News, Mr. Carlson was also prominent on Fox Nation, the news channel's direct-to-streaming service on which his content was essentially an unplugged version of his daily show. In November, he aired a three-part special called Patriot Purge, that inaccurately suggested the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol was a plot of extreme left-wing groups, and that even the FBI played a part. That program set the stage for a March broadcast on his Fox News show, suggesting, using video provided to him by Speaker Kevin McCarthy, that the attack wasn't nearly as violent as the media had suggested. It was heavily criticized by lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. While Mr. Carlson, Tucker Carlson Tonight, was popular, it was also repellent to blue chip advertisers. And by the way, let's be clear. Blue chip advertisers have left conservative media long ago. I've talked about this several times on the show. Blue chip advertisers will not advertise now on conservative talk radio. They will not advertise in the same way on TV with conservative TV. They are bigots, and their liberal boards are bigots, and they hate conservatives, and they want to destroy conservatives. Make no mistake about that. The idea that Tucker Carlson couldn't get advertisers is also just completely ridiculous. He absolutely had advertisers and brought in plenty of money to pay his $20 million, whatever it is, a year salary, depending on which report you believe. Now, how much money would I be making right now and others if we had the same ability to get advertisers as liberals like on MSNBC? We would all make millions of dollars compared to what we make. That's how big of a difference it is. It is very hard to make a good living in conservative medium now because there are so many different advertisers that won't even talk to you regardless of how big your audience is. So to imply somehow that Tucker Carlson had like not as many, okay, like that his was like, you know, completely banned and boycotted, not true. I just want to be clear about that. You could write this about everybody, okay? You really could. You could write this about anybody. There is certainly some propaganda in this. It's the Wall Street Journal that's owned by News Corp, but it's also giving some insight into what happened with Tucker Carlson at the end. I'm not saying that I support any of it, believe in any of it. I'm just giving you the news, and this is the probably the most accurate synopsis of what actually happened at the very end. All right, I'm going to go back to this article from the Wall Street Journal. It says, quote, while Mr. Carlson's Tucker Carlson Tonight was popular, it was also repellent to blue chip advertisers. Top tier marketers tend to steer clear of content they deem too controversial, and the show was sometimes the target of advertiser boycotts. Every successful show at Fox, by the way, is boycotted. The left will come after you. Different groups will come after you, just so you understand. And they'll do anything they can to try to destroy or hurt you personally. This is what happens. This happened a long time ago, actually, when Glenn Beck was very effective in his show. And it got to the point where they had boycotted him so successfully that they couldn't make money off of his show at Fox. And then he left. They do this, and they try to do this with podcasts. I've been targeted. They try to do it with the radio show. I know I've been targeted multiple times over the years. These liberal groups that get money from big Democratic donors, and they, all they try to do is drum up hate towards you and your brand, and they go after the advertisers, and they try to basically blackmail them into submission to stop advertising on your show. It has destroyed the ability for conservative talk radio and conservative media to make real money like you could do 20 years ago. Mainstream brands, I can't tell you how much money. I'll go back to Limbaugh, for example. There was a time when Limbaugh's advertisers were the biggest of the biggest. They were, you know, major insurance companies. They were major car companies. They were major advertisers like John Deere and Allstate and State Farm, like the same stuff you see on the nightly news or in during football game commercials, basketball game commercials. The biggest of the biggest, it was just, look, this he's got a massive audience. It's a conservative group of people with high net worth, high income. We want to advertise to that group of people. You bought Rush Limbaugh. Then Democrats got smart and they organized. And I say got smart. It's pure evil. It's anti-American. It's anti-freedom. But this was their thing. They're like, all right, let's start just attacking him every day. And let's write these nasty articles about him. And all we're going to do is then get a bunch of liberals to go to those advertisers demanding, okay, demanding that they silence him. right? Demanding that you shut it down, demanding that you don't advertise with him anymore. And eventually it started to work and it became the norm. The amount of hundreds of millions is probably what it cost Rush Limbaugh's radio show. Because then you had to go to direct to, you know, and this is how companies like MyPillow got created, because there was such a void of advertisers that you could build companies around advertising conservative talk radio because you could get a better deal. And it's really sad, but that's the reality. Look at the advertisers on Fox News Channel during the commercial breaks compared to that of CNBC, of MSNBC, of CNN. It's night and day different. Night and day. You had the biggest advertisers on CNN, even when their ratings sucked, because that was considered a safe audience. It's hardcore leftist, anti-American rhetoric. They didn't care, because the woke left, these companies, that's what they would do. Back to the article. Top-tier marketers tend to steer clear of content they deem too controversial, and the show was sometimes the target of advertiser boycotts. As advertisers have fled prime time, some have shifted to airing commercials on Fox at other times. Mr. Carlson's show has filled the void mostly with ads from direct response advertisers. And MyPillow Inc., the pillow manufacturer, commercials star CEO Mike Lindell, who also appears as a guest on Tucker Carlson Tonight, and was one of the most prominent people spreading the false election fraud narrative. Direct response advertisers typically are smaller businesses whose ads encourage people to take action, such as calling a toll-free number. The lack of advertiser demand meant the commercials, in many cases, weren't being sold at a premium or at a rate that would connect with the audience size, which meant it wasn't providing a financial windfall to the network, people familiar with the network's operations said. As of late, Mr. Carlton ratings popularity on the network were surpassed by the afternoon panel show The Five. The popularity of Mr. Carlson's show, along with other Fox News programs, continued to give the network leverage when negotiating distribution deals with cable and satellite operators to carry the channel. Fox News costs those providers about $2 a month for a subscriber. So if you have one of their boxes in your house, $2 of what you're paying for cable is going to Fox, according to industry estimates. Over the next 2 years, Fox News will be renegotiating deals with most major distributors. The Dominion court filing were hardly the first time that the commentators' take on on other personalities at the network was on display. In 2019, Mr. Carlson attacked then Fox News anchor Shepard Smith on air for a show Mr. Smith had done, in which Fox News contributor Judge Andrew Napolitano said Mr. Trump had been guilty of criminal behavior. Mr. Carlson and Mr. Smith traded barbs at each other on their respective shows, with Mr. Smith calling Mr. Carlson's criticism of Mr. Napolitano repugnant. Shepard Smith left Fox News soon after that tiff with Tucker. Shepard Smith didn't respond to requests for comment from the Wall Street Journal for this newest article. Fox News founding chairman and CEO Roger Ailes, who was forced out in 2016 after numerous allegations of sexual harassment that he denied, was known for being able to manage the larger-than-life personalities of some of the on-air talent. Mr. Ailes, who died in 2017, made sure that there was no shooting inside the tent, people who worked under him have said. In Mr. Ailes' absence, longtime Fox News insiders lament the talent often seem to get their way, and that producers and executives who oversee their shows are reluctant to challenge them or use a heavy hand to rein them in. Fox News could suffer some rating decline should some of Mr. Carlson's audience leave with him, or if his replacement isn't as big of a draw. On Monday night, the morning show anchor Brian Kilmeade filling in, the show drew 2.6 million viewers, according to Nielsen. That beat rival news channels, but it's smaller than Carlson's usual audience, by almost a million, by the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
the
problem.
We
didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Other big name Fox News anchors, including Bill O'Reilly, Megyn Kelly, and Glenn Beck, have left without harming Fox News ratings overall. Some of them have gone on to achieve financial success with new media ventures. Mr. O'Reilly makes nearly $30 million a year, and Ms. Kelly will make well into 8 figures, people familiar with their finances have said. Inside the network, the mantra among executives is that no one personality is bigger than the brand. History would show that the talent needs Fox more than Fox needs any particular talent, said Jonathan Klein, a former CNN president, which is just funny that they're asking CNN to comment on Fox, and a former CNN employee that got the living crap beat out of him by Fox. You have to laugh about that one just a little bit, don't you? There's also something else that very interesting that happened, and that is Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, who had been fired from Fox before, who was replaced by Tucker Carlson, had this to say yesterday on his No Spin Show Zone. Listen.
This was a shock to Tucker Carlson and his staff. This morning, they were putting together tonight, Monday night's program. They were actively involved with making the rundown, as all of us do, who go on television each night to talk to you. In the middle of that, boom. Tucker Carlson is history at the Fox News show. That's how fast it came. Nobody knew. And that's in stone. Okay? That's not speculation. So, what was the decision-making process? There are a number of things in play. First of all, if you watched 60 Minutes last night, you saw a man named Ray Epps, right? Tell the audience that Tucker Carlson ruined his life. I'm going to deal with Mr. Epps in the final thought of today's broadcast, but that was a pretty strong assertion on 60 Minutes. And when I saw it, I said, oh, here comes the lawsuit against Tucker Carlson and Fox News from Ray Epps. If that name isn't familiar, Mr. Carlson hypothesized that he was involved with staging the January 6th riot. All right, that's a very shorthand version. Epps, of course, denies any of that. He was there, but he says he wasn't an undercover FBI agent or whatever other stuff was floating around. Again, I'll get to that at the end of the program. Number one. Number two, there are a number of lawsuits going to be filed shortly against Fox News Board of Directors, people who sit on the board, okay, by shareholders, people who own the stock. And by the way, Fox News stock was down big today. Okay, so FNC is aware those lawsuits are coming. And the board of directors themselves, the individuals sitting on the board, okay, they're going to have to defend themselves. That's big. And then Smartmatic, which I don't think is a very important lawsuit since the Smartmatic company only had one county in the 2020 election where their machines were used. So they're suing for $2.6 billion. That's just insane. They'll settle, I believe, with Fox, but for not nearly what Dominion got. But that's an opinion of mine. All right. But the fact is, there this litigation against Fox News is ongoing and destructive. Tucker Carlson is the lightning rod. Okay? So an interesting piece of history. When I left 6 years ago, the Factor was averaging close to 4 million viewers at 8 o'clock and another 2 at 11 o'clock for our rerun. That's 6 million people, right? No cable program has approached that, all right, since I left, because that's a pretty lofty number. Carlson took over for me in the first 2 years. He lost about 1 million of my viewers. Okay, he was doing around 2,800,000. Then he made a very shrewd decision. And Tucker Carlson himself is a smart man and a talented broadcaster. Anybody who thinks he isn't is a fool. I mean, he knows what he's doing on television. So he decided to go to get viewers from the committed right. All right, a lot like Rush Limbaugh did. And he went into that precinct and he programmed for those Americans. His base was about 3 million people, which in this day and age puts him ahead of most other cable news outfits. Okay, so but in doing that, his commentary became in many cases conspiratorial. And again, you can make a lot of money doing that. And there's nothing wrong with doing that as long as you tell people, this is my opinion, it's speculation, but this is what I think. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't disparage that. I'm a hard news guy. My opinions are based on facts. But the conspiracy industry is huge. Russian collusion. I mean, that was insane in every news organization except Fox embraced that conspiracy. Did they not?
It's an interesting take from Bill O'Reilly there. Also, Mayor Pete doubling down on his request of $20 million in taxpayer funding for female crash test dummies to be more inclusive. It's a woke priority. It's going to cost you $20 million.
I don't think it's woke to build good infrastructure. I just saw Fox News taking a run at me for the work that we're doing on safety, including the use of crash test dummies that simulate men, women, and children. And somehow this is considered a woke priority to have female crash test dummies, even though that's something that's been around for a very long time.
We have crash test dummies, by the way, that are like just look like humans. He wants them to look like women. It's going to cost you $20 million. $20 million to do that. Just to put it in perspective how insane these people are. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Please make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people. And we will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.